Well, even though we've been witnessing events all year long, basically, at the Sharon Playhouse, we are at the start of a real big summer season at the Sharon Playhouse. And I do mean a big summer season. We've got the two guys that make it all happen here with us today, Alan and Robert. Guys, welcome.
Hello,
good
Marshall.
Morning. Good morning.
So you guys, either you're in Sharon working or you're in New York City working. You guys just, it seems like you never stop working.
We actually never do
we
stop working.
We don't ever stop.
I think we were just talking about getting up at 3 this morning and writing down lists because stuff is in our head.
Well, this is your second season now, and you're going to start it off with a special event on June 8th, starting at 5:30, and you're going to celebrate, really, it's a kickoff to celebrate 60 years of the Playhouse.
It's 60th year. It's our 60th season of producing live entertainment in the Litchfield County.
Yeah, this theater has been around a long time, and we're happy to start things off with a bang this year.
Now, I know it's been around a long time because I'm 66, and I remember seeing, when I was young, the Fantastics at the Sharon Playhouse.
Wow. I mean, that's great.
That's a long time. I mean, So that's it's, and I remember, so the Sharon Playhouse used to be where the Bach Gallery is.
Right. That's right. And it was part of the old Sharon Inn. It was the original stable for the Sharon Inn back in 1947.
A huge, beautiful building, which no longer exists where it is. Well, anyways, let's get to the first.
But if you go to our website, you'll see you can see some images on our history page.
There's some pictures.
We'll get to the event Saturday, June 8th, which is a 60-year celebration, which is going to start at 5:30. Let's talk about that date.
Okay, what do you want to know? It's going to be a great night. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's not just one thing. It's a variety of things. There is a cocktail party aspect that starts at 5:30, like you mentioned. There is a preseason show in the main stage as we're putting up Crazy for You. So it'll be sort of like behind the scenes, a little action. And we're going to have a little preview show with a variety of singers and performers who are actually coming up for the season. So people who will be starring in the shows this season will be there performing a song or two. Not going to give you everything, but we'll give you a little thing.
So we have the Beast coming up from the city. We have the Gaston coming up from the city. We have the Pharaoh coming up from the city.
We have a nun coming from Nonsense. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then the cast of Crazy Fear will already be here, so we'll have a nice preview from them as well.
And if any listeners saw our production of Anything Goes last year, our Reno Sweeney is actually coming back this year to be Polly in Crazy for You.
Amanda Lee Laverne.
And our choreographer Justin from Anything Goes is actually choreographing Crazy for You, but he's also going to play her love interest Bobby in the show. So they'll both be part of the celebration on June 8th.
But it doesn't end there. after the preview show, we're all going to move out to our patio bar and have a wonderful time there. The bar will be open, and we are going to have a patio cabaret like we do normally on Friday and Saturday evenings after the shows that some cast members from Crazy for You will probably sing a song or two. But the exciting thing is anyone from anywhere, actually.
Any of your listeners, anyone.
Anyone can bring some music, and you can sing. You can
participate.
You can participate and be the star, and one of the stars of our patio cabaret that night. So that's what we're trying to make sure that the audience knows, that not only they can sing here at that event, but all season long on the Friday and Saturdays. If they just bring a sheet music with them after a show, they can sing any night.
On Friday and
with
Saturday
our cast
nights.
Members.
Yeah, and the bar is open. You don't have to enjoy the a show to enjoy the patio bar. It would be nice if you did, but you don't have to. You can just come to the patio bar on a Friday, Saturday night and have a good time.
Now, for this particular night, for the celebration of being 60 years on June 8th, there's two different ways people can participate. There's the season preview show in the Playhouse and the patio cabaret for $20, but for $50, the season preview show, patio cabaret, and the cocktail party with open bar and hors d'oeuvres.
That's correct.
Absolutely. And that will take place in the Bach Gallery. Then we'll just move across the parking lot to the theater. It's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, another aspect that we didn't mention is there is a costume contest. You can or you don't have to. It's totally your choice. The theme is dress as your favorite musical theater character. So say you want to be Harold Hill, or you want to be the King from King and I, or absolutely anything you want to be. Or not. But there's going to be some prizes. Can't tell you what they are, because then that wouldn't be fair.
We already hear that there are some pink ladies coming, and one of them is in a wheelchair, and I hear she's decking it out to look like a Cadillac. So there'll be some stiff competition in the costume contest.
We'll do this next year, because I hear there's a play on Godzilla coming out, and I love Godzilla, and I'd love to be dressed as Godzilla. And I know where I can get a Godzilla costume too. But anyway, so there's a costume contest that's also there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And once again, there's two different ticket prices, $20 and $50. You can get tickets by, of course, calling your phone number, which is 860-364-7469, extension 200, mm-hmm. SharonPlayhouse.org, or the old-fashioned way, walk up. Buy tickets right at the Sharon Playhouse.
Absolutely. The box office is open on the weekends, on Saturday from 2 to 6 and on Sunday from 1 to 5.
It's also a perfect opportunity to buy your tickets for the shows.
That's right.
Well, there we go. And I wanted to go into that. Let's talk about, after we get right now past this big party on the 8th, let's talk about your opening show for the season.
It is Gershwin's Crazy for You. It's going to be very exciting. It's full of tap dancing. It's full of Gershwin songs that you know, Someone to Watch Over Me, I Got Rhythm. It's a feel-good, silly, fun, exhilarating show.
The set is currently on our stage right now being worked on. The lights are being hung for it as we speak this morning.
Actually, Justin and his associate choreographer, oh, I can't talk this morning, Katie, are coming down today because they want to do some pre-show rehearsals. They're going to be in the Bach Gallery. Don't come by. They'll be all nervous if you watch them. But we're going to watch them, so we're very excited. Things are just rolling along.
At this point, I'm going to put a little selfless plug in here that we have worked with local merchants, and this is the great thing about this, to do something that's different. We used to broadcast from each opening night, and we're going to do that again this year on Facebook Live and also have reports on the radio for each opening night. But we have teamed with different local merchants where every opening show, while we're there, we're also giving away two tickets and also a picnic basket for two. And there's two of these now. So for the opening show, two people are going to win a pair of tickets plus a picnic basket. One picnic basket from Provisions in Salisbury and the other one from Jam Food Shop in Sharon.
That's amazing.
That's going to be great.
They go pick up their picnic basket. They just sit down and the tickets will be waiting for them. Picnic and a show, because what I found going to all the shows and doing open, people love to come to the opening night shows and sit in the patio and bring food and have fun.
Right. That's absolutely. One thing we want to make sure that the listeners ever understand, that our opening nights are a party. Everyone wants to. We want everyone to attend.
It's a party for everyone.
And at the end of the show, everyone comes out to the patio bar afterwards and meets the cast. It's a celebration. So we want to make sure that our audiences all understand that opening nights are a fun night to come. Because sometimes we might have to stop the show. Who knows? Because we're not quite ready yet. But that's the excitement of the opening night.
Live theater.
Just never know what you're going to have.
Live theater.
We love the opening night audiences. So we encourage many, many people to come opening nights to our
shows. It's exhilarating. It's sometimes the only chance that the actors on stage get their first full audience and get the reaction. And it's just, it really is exciting.
And by the way, if you want to register, you can register when we're on the air in the morning, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. by calling us at 860-364-5141. Or you can go to our Facebook page, like it, and on the memo line right at the head of the Facebook page, you'll see where you can register, and you'll be in the mix. And by the way, every show that we do this for and we register, we save you. So you're automatically registered if you don't win for the next show, because we have so many people registering. We have over 1,000 people registered already.
Wow, that's great.
And so if you don't win the first time, you might win the second time, you might win the third time. You don't have to re-register for this, which is great. And so that opens up, and then your next show is after Crazy for You is what?
After Crazy for You, we are so excited to bring back Michael Berkeley's Divas, Return of the Divas. Not having been seen on the stage at the Playhouse for quite a while, we're very excited to have them come back. Most people who are your listeners will probably remember the Divas from the heyday, and it's going to be fun. They're doing their salute to Broadway, and we couldn't be happier.
You will sell out both those shows. People should get their tickets early for that.
They should. That's should be a lot of fun.
That's right.
We're looking forward to that.
But you've got other great shows mixed in here as well.
The next show after that is it's the premiere here at the Sharon Playhouse of Disney's Beauty and the Beast. Never been done here before, and we are pulling out all the stops.
And it seems to be an anniversary season, because this year is the 25th anniversary of the Beauty
and the Beast. And that's going to be where people are coming from all over to take part in the show, and it's going to be quite spectacular.
There'll be lots of magic, lots of laser lights. It'll be a lot of fun for that show.
Oh, Robert, don't give it all away.
I know. I'm not giving away all the magic.
What I love about this, Tim Rice did the lyrics for Beauty and the Beast. Then you go to the Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice. I mean,
absolutely. Yep, it's sort of an Andrew Lloyd or Tim Rice sort of season, and that's okay because it's, let's face it, it's a completely different show. It was actually one of Tim Rice's very first shows when he was in his teens, early 20s.
And that this year it's celebrating its 50th anniversary. So it's
Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
It's a full anniversary.
And we're taking a little spin on it. So you're going to have to come see this production. It's going to be every word that they wrote. Not a word is going to be changed, but there's going to be an interesting little slant. So come on down and see what we're doing.
And Nonsense.
Oh, Nonsense. The nuns are coming to share.
It's habit forming.
Yes. We have many cast members from who've done the show many times in the past, and it's just going to be a rip-roaring, hilarious, fun time with that
show. Off-Broadway, regionally, these ladies are hilarious.
Well, once again, tickets for all these are available at 860-364-7469 or 860-364-SHOW. Or SharonPlayhouse.org or at the Playhouse itself. But once again, getting back to the big party, which is coming up, celebrating 60 years of the Playhouse, the 60th year, and that is the party on Saturday, June 8th. You can go just for the preview show and the patio cabaret, $20. If you go for the full nine yards, the season preview show, patio cabaret, and the cocktail party with open bar and hors d'oeuvres, $50. What can you do for a night out like that for $50? Think about this. It's not even a ticket.
Exactly.
And the show, like we had mentioned, there's going to be a snippet from every show of the season, including Divas, including Beauty, everything.
Yep.
Now, very quickly, Spotlight Gala, 21st.
September 21st. That's right.
Have you already put it together, or are you guys in the way of putting it together?
We're in the way of putting it together.
So many wonderful ideas running around, and we're narrowing them all down, but we wanted to get the date out there.
So save the date, September 21st, for our annual Spotlight Gala.
It's going to be something just like last year's.
All right. Alan and Robert, thank you very much, and best of luck with the season. And, of course, opening night will always be there.
Thank you so much, Marshall.
Great. Thanks, Marshall.